You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. If you've lived in Idaho for any length of time, you're familiar with our air quality. In the winter, because of inversions, we sometimes see orange air quality days, which translates into unhealthy for some groups of people. In the summer, our air can be filled with smoke from wildfires. That can not only bring just orange days, once in a while we see red or unhealthy days. And last month, the American Lung Association released its annual State of the Air report looking at air quality across the country. Idaho didn't do so well. A lot of it does have to do with those indicators I just talked about. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this is Heather Kimmel. She is Director of Health Promotions with the American Lung Association's Western Division. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So, Heather, the report looked at air quality across the country. So give me a brief overview of what the report concluded.
Sure. So the State of the Air report is the American Lung Association's annual report card of air quality across the country. And this report really looks at three things. It looks at the average number of unhealthy days for ozone. That's what you're talking about, with inversions, the smog. It looks at the average annual particle pollution over a year. And it looks at the short-term spikes in particle pollution that can be caused by different phenomena. And as you mentioned, in our case, that phenomena is very often wildfires.
Okay, so because of that, you, when we see what Idaho's report card was or grade, you know, it was basically no county got above a D. But let's really break down what that means, because of what you just talked about, we have other issues that affect our air quality, yes?
That's correct. Idaho's air quality, you know, overall, it's really quite good. I think so many of us who live in Idaho, we live here because we love the bright blue sunny skies, fresh air, and being able to go outside and enjoy that clean, healthy air when we're hiking, when we're biking, when we're fishing, when we're playing with our families. And for the most part, that is the reality of our air quality in Idaho. But we do have those short-term particle pollution spikes in the summer that give us some pretty unhealthy air quality as a result of wildfires. And in addition, in Ada County in particular, we do have some very high levels of ozone that make our air unhealthy for some groups at certain times of the year, particularly in the winter, but we also do see it in the summer because, as you know, heat and sunshine increases our levels of ozone.
So what can we do then? Because, you know, a lot of times, like if we look at wildfires, like if you look at last summer, I mean, a lot of that smoke came from outside of our state. Now, we did have wildfires within Idaho, but I mean, the air moves. So what can we do then when certain things are out of our control?
Sure. I think that there are big picture things we can do and there are small personal individual things we can do to protect ourselves and to respond to the air quality issue locally and nationally. And in my mind, you know, the really easy things that we can all do that improve our air quality, we know that our air quality is exacerbated by byproducts of combustion. So that means driving less can have an improvement in our air quality, whether it's particle pollution or ozone pollution. So if we carpool, if we walk, if we ride our bikes instead, if we make conscious decisions to lump some of our travel together so we make efficient use of our errand running, that's a really simple thing that we can all do to improve our air quality.
And what about things like, because I see this all the time, like in the wintertime, people leaving their cars on.
Oh, gosh.
Right?
I mean, believe me, I love walking into a warm 78-degree car just as much as anyone else when it's cold outside. But we should be turning off our cars. Contemporary cars with the new technology, they don't need to be warmed up to improve their running performance. We're turning our cars on for our own personal comfort. And that's harming our air quality.
Right, because it's that when you're just idling like that. So that's one of those things we could work on.
Absolutely.
I'm speaking with Heather Kimmel. She is with the American Lung Association's Western Division. We're talking about the recent report, the annual report of the air. So do we see different things around the country then? Because, and what I mean by that is in Idaho, we know, as you said, especially the Treasure Valley, those inversions in the wintertime, but then the wildfires. But you take, I mean, I would assume, you know, California, they have wildfires. What about places like the Midwest? I mean, how is our air quality across the country doing?
This year's State of the Air report looked at data from federal, state, local, and tribal air quality monitors for the years of 2015, 2016, and 2017. And across the board, what we saw was that there were more cities across the country that had high levels of ozone and more cities that had higher levels of annual particle pollution, as well as the short-term particle pollution spikes. So we saw actually 7.2 million more Americans living in places with poor air quality this year than we had in last year's report.
Really?
Yes.
And so what can that be attributed to? Ozone issues or the fact that, I mean, we've seen more wildfires and we're seeing them last longer? Or do you know?
You know, in a word, heat. You know, the 3 years of data analyzed in this report are also the three warmest years recorded in global history. This year's documents show the impact of climate change. We're seeing warmer temperatures, more wildfires, and we're seeing changing weather patterns that lead to increased levels of ozone and increased particle pollution and, of course, increased wildfires. And those wildfires become more frequent and more intense as a result of these warmer temperatures.
And they've lasted longer.
Absolutely.
I mean, it used to be when I moved to Boise 20 years ago, it seemed that wildfire season started in about June or July, and it was over by September. That's not necessarily the case anymore. So this goes back to what you're saying. When there's heat and it lasts longer, there is an actual effect to air quality and to the health of every individual living in those areas.
Absolutely. And that's a trend we're seeing across the country. You know, and right now we're very lucky in Idaho that our daily air quality for the most part in most places is very good. But we are seeing those short-term spikes impact some parts of our state to the point where they are now in the top 25 most polluted parts of the country when it comes to that short-term pollution that is coming from wildfires.
So talk to me about where some of those areas are in Idaho when we talk about that short-term kind of, you know, pockets of pollution.
Sure. In the most recent report, the highest levels were found in Franklin County, which is that area in southeast Idaho around Preston, Lemhi County, the area around Salmon, and also Shoshone County, Benawa County, and the Coeur d'Alene area in northern Idaho all had very high levels of short-term particle pollution spikes. And most of those can be traced back to the periods of wildfire we've had over the last 3 years.
Because when you think about those locations, especially Lemhi County, we've seen wildfires in that area. So that would make sense.
Absolutely.
But it doesn't mean, I just want to be clear on this, because when we see a report card coming out saying that, you know, the entire state got a D, it's putting what that D means into perspective.
Absolutely. And I would encourage people to look at the full report, which can be found at stateoftheair.org, and really looking at what that means, because that report also talks about some of the ways people can protect their health and some of the things they can do to get involved in air quality initiatives locally and at the national level. To provide a little bit more perspective on what that really means, because we do have a serious issue with air quality at certain times of the year. But thankfully, our annual air quality is still in good shape in most places in Idaho.
But it is tough during those times when it is not.
It is very tough, particularly for people who have lung disease or heart disease, for children, for older adults. It can cause some very severe health impacts to be breathing unhealthy air.
I want to thank you for coming in today, Heather, and talking more about this. My guest today has been Heather Kimmel. She is the Director of Health Promotion for the American Lung Association's Western Division. We've been talking about the Lung Association's annual report, air quality report about the nation, but in particular, Idaho. Thank you again for coming in today, Heather.
You're so welcome. Thanks for having me.
And up next, Washington State is looking to keep year-round daylight saving time. So what does that mean for Idaho? We'll take a look. I'm Gemma Gaudet. You're listening to Idaho Matters.